on tension. Tension is not an external evil force. Rather, it's a tool that can be used to inject extra power into a cerebral challenge. Tension is to the mind what muscle is to the body. It would be incorrect to say that executives should be able to handle tension. It's not a hot potato that must be dealt with. Therefore, it's not a question of handling tension, but of having the ability to generate it in sufficient doses to serve an important purpose. Skilled managers can generate tension for their own use and also ignite it in others. Carefully channeled, tension is an effective way to focus the mind. You make an interesting comment that success is not concerned with what you amass, but with the things that you discard.
A successful person isn't someone who has a boat and a car, and on top of that, they have no time to see their family, no time to smell the roses. The successful person is one who can discard. You get rid of the intimidators in your life. You get rid of the people who pull at your heartstrings and give you a rough time. There's a huge industry called feng shui. And it comes from the Chinese philosophy, and it's very simple. We've made it very Western now and rather funny and stupid. I attended a seminar once, and this lady was telling me all about feng shui, and she said, if I put my shoes in the left corner of the house and my briefcase in the right, I will get success. And I thought, oh, give yourself up. What a joke. That's not what feng shui is about. It's not about where you put things and where your window is and where the water flows and the dragon flies. It's the essence of feng shui is about removing the things that trip you up. That's all it is. And I walked into a friend's house the other day, and she has a coffee table. And every time you walk in, you can hit yourself on this glass thing and scratch yourself. And look, it's very simple. Move this away. Now, that is a simple explanation of removing the things that are in your way. Those things are tangible things. It's a table. We can move it. But how do we move an intimidator, a father who oppresses you, a husband or wife who just causes misery upon you? Before we go in search of the material wealth, we must stop along the way and say, are we taking baggage with us? Because once you get yourself caught up, you might end up with burdens that are greater than the very burdens you're trying to run away from.